bathe in the glow. You bear the scars of the cards that life has dealt you.
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson. We will be right back after the song. We have a pretty good show planned for you today. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, so glad what we had.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. If you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's a radio show where we like to talk about community, recovery, youth in Catskill, Hudson, Acre, and the surrounding areas. So if you're a part of Columbia Green, you know, the Columbia County or Green County, or really anywhere near that, Athens, Chatham, we might even reach out to Troy, this is a radio station for you. And I always like to say, community is great, because if you know somebody in the community, that means you're part of the community too, and you're included as well. So today, we got some community events that I want to inform the masses about, some cool things going on around these parts. We got some would you rathers, a few tier lists. And if you don't know what a tier list is, it's like grading different things. You can either give it an A, which is the best, or a D, which is the worst. So think of like school grades, pretty much. And we got some trolley problems, however you say that, which is a bit of an ethical dilemma. We're going to get into that right after these community events, because it's a little bit hard to explain, but you'll guys get the hang of it. Trust me. So, the first announcement I want to make is that the Catskill Community Theater is opening again. September 5th, there's going to be a ribbon cutting. So that is pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. It's nice to see that open again. It's been closed for a little while now, so that's pretty neat. Another thing is, the Athens Pool is closing. So, there's going to be one more weekend where they're open. It's going to be an open house. You guys can stop on by. And that's August 29th to September 1st, Labor Day weekend. So get some swimming in before you can't anymore and it gets too cold. And if you're going to be doing swimming in the future, you're going to be taking an ice bath by default. So have some fun with that now. And of course, the weekly shout out to the Catskill Food Pantry. It is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. So unfortunately, you just missed it. But there's always next week, and there's always the future. And that's every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. Healthy food is a right. There's also going to be the 19th Annual Greenville Day. So that's 19 in a row now. Look at that. So this is an event by Greenville Town. There's going to be a bunch of cool stuff. There's going to be a band, there's going to be some craft vendors, definitely some food trucks. I love me some food trucks, especially a nice smash burger right now. That's probably one of my favorite foods. But enough about me, more about the event. Families can dive into the foam party, inflatable activities, and slides, pony and hay rides too, and explore the petting zoo, reptile exhibits, and birds of prey exhibit. And the day will be ending with some fireworks, so that's pretty cool. George V. Vanderbilt Park, Greenville, that's where it's at, and that is going to be September 27th. Doesn't have a time here on this event, so I'm just going off what I'm given. I would say probably show up around 5 p.m. You don't want to get there too early, because then you're going to be waiting all day for the fireworks, and that gets boring. But at the same time, the longer the wait, the cooler they are, you feel me? And something a little bit less fun, but still very essential, especially if you love our animal companions, a free rabies clinic. So if you have an animal that you want to get a flu shot, now is the time. Get it done for free. Why ever pay money for you where you can get something for free? You feel me? This is going to be at Angelo Canna Town Park, Cara, New York, September 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. And that's from Green County Public Health, so you know it's all legit. So that's pretty cool. Now that we got the community shoutouts out of the way, let's jump into the trolley problems. I'm sure a lot of you have probably heard about this before, but a lot of you probably haven't as well. So, the original trolley problem is a trolley or a train. A trolley, I'm pretty sure, is a British word for a train. I'm going to say train from now on because you guys know what a train is. And so do I. But a train is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to another track, killing one person instead. What do you do? Now, personally, I think the right answer is to pull the lever. But you could argue that you're responsible for killing the one person. So that's where the moral ethical dilemma stems from. If you don't do anything, though, you could also argue you're responsible for the five people's death. So I'm going to pull the lever here. I'm going to save the five people, unfortunately. Yeah, one of those people. Sorry, buddy. But 73% of people agree and 27% of people disagree from this website. So, this one is the same. See, that's the original trolley problem. And after that, there's different variations of it. So, a few tweaks in moderation, of course. This time, it says, a trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to another track, killing four people instead. So this time, you're only saving one life. And you could argue that you're accountable for it. But I still think that's a net positive. And 68% of people agree. See, now it starts to get funny. A trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to another track, but then your life savings will be destroyed. What do you do? Me, personally, I'm not selfish. I'm pulling the lever. I'm saving these people. It has nothing to do with the fact that I am very poor, and there's not much money anyways. I promise, guys. I'm just a good person. Ooh. Now it's starting to get deep here. Oh no. A train is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever to divert it to another track, sacrificing yourself instead. What do you do? Now, audience, feel free to play at home if you want. If you want, you know, it's a little bit tricky. So if you've had a long day and just want to relax your brain and listen to what I would do, yeah, that's chill too. So save five people, but you're the one who's not being saved. I'm not doing anything. I know that sounds selfish, but think about it. If you are on a track tied up, how are you going to pull a lever to begin with? I'm arguing pure semantics here, and I'm going to do nothing. And 63% of people agree. So far, I've just given the most common answer, but that isn't necessarily a bad thing. That just shows that human morality is pretty universal. Obviously, everybody thinks slightly different, but there are a few things that the majority of people can agree on. And this is the next one. A trolley is heading towards five people. You can pull the train, or you can pull the lever to divert it to another track, but then the original copy of the Mona Lisa will be destroyed. What do you do? I'm pulling the lever. We have so many copies of the Mona Lisa now. It's not worth sacrificing five lives. And 74% of people agree. So far, that's the most people that picked one thing. 74%. Oh no. A trolley is heading towards a rich man. The rich man offers you $500,000 to pull the lever, which would divert the trolley and kill someone else instead. What do you do? Whew. So this way, no matter what, one person is going to get run over by the train. And you can make some money. I don't think I could do that. But then yet again, not doing it, the same amount of people are going to die. I think I'm going to do nothing, because I don't think I could live with myself knowing that I did pull the lever and completely changed fate. You know, what if it was fate that the rich man just, you know, feel me on? 44% of people agree with me, so this time I was in the minority of people. 56% of people disagree. Now, me personally, why would you disagree? You like money that much? I see how it is. Oh, see, sometimes I just gotta laugh at them because of how silly they are. Oh no, a train is heading towards five lobsters. You can pull the lever to divert it to another track, running over a cat instead. What do you do? I'm not doing nothing. I eat lobsters. I don't eat cat. You know, I'd rather save the life of one cat for five lobsters. You see, I'll even eat them afterwards, so it's not a waste. And everybody's happy, including me, because I ate the lobster. 84% of people agree, and 16% disagree. So now, here we go. A train is heading towards five people who are sleeping and won't feel pain. You can pull the lever and divert it to the other track, running over someone who is wide awake instead. What do you do? See, you're still saving four lives here. So I think you gotta pull the lever, although that is a tough one. 51% of people disagree, so I'm in the minority again here. That's surprising. I thought people would have agreed with me there, but it turns out not. Oh. Sometimes they're just so goofy. Oh my god. A train is heading towards five people who tied themselves to the track. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track and run over one person who accidentally tripped onto the track instead. What do you do? I'm not pulling the lever. If you tie yourself down to a train track, then, like, don't expect somebody to save you. I don't think anybody deserves to die. Even if you're stupid, I still don't think you deserve to die. I can't believe I have to say that. But I'm not going out of my way to save you if you tie yourself down to a train track. I mean, I would, but then I'm hurting somebody else. So in this situation, I wouldn't. 76% of people agree with me. I feel like that one is a no-brainer. Now, this one is one I saw that kind of wanted me to do all of these. This is what made me want to do all of them. This one is such a funny variation of it that it's hard not to mention in the conversation. It completely changes it, turns it from kind of morbid to nice. And an ice cream truck is heading towards one person. It's not going to run them over or anything, but only one person will get ice cream. If you pull the lever, it will divert the track to five people. Five people to get ice cream instead. Do you pull the lever? I'm doing it. I'm sorry to that one person, but ice cream is best enjoyed with friends and family. So yeah. I'm pulling the lever. And we're gonna do a last one. Oh my god. This one's just messed up. If you pull this lever... Oh, wait, no. If you don't pull this lever, then I'm going to try to stay clear from you. A train is heading towards one guy. You can pull the lever to divert it to the other track, but then your Amazon package will be late. What do you do? Pull the lever. You got to save the guy. 23% of people disagree. That's... Wow. I'm going to leave it off on that. Life is more valuable than an Amazon package. Such a hot take, who would have thought. But yeah, now that we did some trolley problems, we're gonna go back into some music. Today's playlist is all chill, super calm. It's called The Party Is Over, It's Time to Go Home, Get Some Rest. So a nice, relaxing, melancholy vibe today. You've already heard the first two songs, now we're gonna go on to the third. This is Home by Cave Town.
Often I'm upset that I cannot fall in love, but I guess this avoids the stress of falling out of it. Are you tired of me yet? I'm a little sick right now, but I swear when I'm ready I will fly us out of here. And I'll figure out a way to get us out of here. this. I can't really think right now in this place. It's too many colors enough to drive all of us insane. Are you dead? Sometimes I think I'm dead. Cause I can feel ghosts and ghouls wrapping my head. But I don't wanna fall asleep just yet.
There ain't no love. like a love.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Egret, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about youth, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County, and the surrounding areas. Today, it is just me. It's a pretty quiet day. All the kids are out getting their summer fun in quick before school starts the 4th, I believe. I completely lost track of it when I was done with school. I threw that in the wind and said, I do not need this information anymore. But now that we're back, and it's just me, I figured we'd do a few tier lists. Now, if you don't know what a tier list is, it's like grading certain things in different subjects. Like, you could do it for food. You could say, oh, I like burgers, so that's A tier. Just like school, A tier. A means good. And then you can go all the way to F tier and say, I don't like asparagus. It smells weird when I pee afterwards. I'm putting that in D tier. So we're going to do that, but with exercises. And then when we're done with that, if we still got some time, we could do it with instruments as well. So let's start it off. On this tier list, we have A, B, C, D, and F. So, it's starting off with pull-ups. See, pull-ups are just great exercise. Once you can do too many of them, first of all, it's already really hard to be so good at pull-ups that they stop being challenging. So, that's just amazing to begin with. But once it does get too challenging, you could add weight to with a either a weighted vest or a belt where you can attach plates to it. So I think pull-ups have to go in A tier easily. They're just so good. They hit all of your back. There's so many different grips. Yeah. Now squats, I also think I have to put in A tier. Just because it's really the best exercise, the best compound exercise for legs. I mean, powerlifting wise, it's one of the actually only things powerlifters compete with, the squats, the bench press, and the deadlift. So I think it's an easy A tier. Really good for working your legs. Also hits some other muscles as well, like your back a little bit. So yeah. Bench press, I don't think I can give an A tier. Just because I think dumbbells give you a little bit more of a squeeze when you're pressing them up. And it's a little bit safer. If you fail on a bench press and you're alone, that bar with weight on it is going to end up crushing you. Unless you swing it to the side and it's just super awkward. But on the other hand, dumbbells, if you're about to fail, you can just kind of toss it to the side. Still not 100% safe, but it's better than a bar of 200 pounds crushing you as you try to push it up. So for that reason, I think bench press is going at B. Now, we got tricep pull down. I think it meant push down, but it's the exercise where you go to the cable stack, put a bar or a rope on, whatever you want, and use your triceps to really push it down and get that growth. Now, me personally, I'm also putting that in B tier. I know it's a lot of people's go-to to isolate triceps, but I think the overhead tricep extension with the cable is just better. I know that may be a little bit of a controversial opinion, but I don't think the tricep pushdown is bad at all still. They target different heads, but the overhead tricep extension targets all of the tricep heads, so I think it's just got to be that one. For me, that one isn't on this list, but if it was, I think I would give it an A tier. Now, we got incline dumbbell bench press. This is tough. This is going in between A and B tier, because just having an incline on the bench, perfect way to hit upper chest, two dumbbells, you can get a good squeeze. In my opinion, a little bit better than a bench press, and it's a little bit safer. So I do think I'm going to have to hit it A, just because I like it, you know? It's my opinion. You guys want to put it somewhere else, that's cool too. You know, we can debate it, have a nice friendly conversation. You can show me why I'm wrong, because I'm always open to learning new things. And now, what do we got? We got the leg press. I think the leg press is fine. I do commit the sin of skipping leg day at the gym, so I don't hit the leg press a lot, but I think it's a pretty good exercise. I know a lot of people that swear by it, so I think I'll put it in A tier. And then push-ups. Although this is one of my favorite exercises, it has its problems. Push-ups are a great exercise, don't get me wrong, but after you get really good at them, which is a lot easier than getting good at pull-ups too, they just kind of stop being challenging to a certain extent. Obviously, you could just do more and more until you get tired, but then you're training endurance instead of actually trying to build the muscle size or strength. So I do think push-ups is going to be in B tier for that reason, because it's hard to overload. You can use a weighted vest or put weight on your back, put your feet up to make it more challenging, but with the feet, putting your feet up on something, that also has its limitations. If you really want, you can learn how to do a handstand push-up, but that's getting down a whole different category. So I think I'm gonna have to put push-ups in B tier. They're solid, but they're hard to really overload once you get good at them. So yeah. And if you do want to load weight on them, it can be kind of dangerous if you're using plates. It's always best to do it with a weighted vest. But if you put like a 45-pound weight on your back, do some push-ups, once you fail, it's really hard to get that 45 pounds off and a little bit dangerous. So I'm going to have to put it in B tier. If you're really into calisthenics, you can make an argument for A tier. But I just don't think it's super optimal. It's still amazing though. Now we got lat pulldowns. This one, I think I'm going to put it in B tier as well. It's a great exercise, but I think pull-ups are just a little bit better. If you really want to isolate lats, then you could argue lat pulldowns. But I'm a big fan of the compound exercises. So yeah. Although it is great, I'm putting it in B tier. B is still an amazing grade, a passing grade, so yeah. And then we got chin-ups. Chin-ups, I'm also going to put in B tier. Or am I? See, I could make a case for both, because chin-ups target your biceps instead of your back. So when it comes to bicep exercises, it's really one of the only calisthenics that really target biceps and do a good job, especially if you do a close grip variation. Oh man, I think it's gonna have to be B tier though, because if you do want to train your biceps, then it's best to train your biceps alone, because your back could be your limiting factor and you might not get the best growth. So I do think I'm gonna have to end up putting it in B tier. Then we got a single arm dumbbell row. I love these. Just because I like them so much, I'm putting them in A tier. That's literally it. Fight me. Jokes aside though, I could see why some people don't like it. Having to do both sides separately instead of at the same time does kind of make it so you have to expend more energy. But I think the squeeze you get is a little bit better. So yeah, I'm putting that in A tier. And now we have dumbbell shoulder press. I'm gonna leave this in B tier because it's good, don't get me wrong, especially just to feel cool. You know, you're pushing a bunch of heavy weight into the air, but failing on it is a little bit dangerous. So yeah, you know, and you always want to get close to failure while working out. So dumbbell shoulder press, for that reason, I'm going to have to put in B. Otherwise, it would be A. If there was a different variation, the machine dumbbell shoulder press, I would put that in A, just because you can fail, and it's a lot more safer than failing with dumbbells. So, yeah. Deadlifts, I'm going to have to put at B. I know a lot of people are going to get upset with me on this one. But the problem with deadlifts is that if you're trying to train your back, your forearms will give out a lot sooner. You can use straps, but then you have to spend extra money just to get your money's worth on the exercise. It also has some potential risks if you do it wrong. I mean, that's easily said for everything else on here, but I feel like especially deadlifts. And I feel like there's other more effective exercises for hypertrophy and strength as well. But at the same time, it's super cool just knowing how much weight you can pick up off the floor. So for that reason alone, it's not going in C. We're going to have to put it in B tier. So far, I haven't given anything below a B tier, but I do think that's going to change with this exercise. Sit-ups are cool and all, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think they're that great once you get really good at them. I feel like out of push-ups, pull-ups, and sit-ups are the easiest, and once you get really good at them, you can crank out 50 in a set and barely get tired. Plus, if you're trying to really work your abs, then sit-ups, yeah, they work your abs, but they also work your hip flexors as well. So I think crunches are better, so I'm putting sit-ups in C tier. With that being said, now we got chest dips. Amazing. I love these. If you can crank out more than 20 of these in a set, and you're pretty heavyweight, even if you're not, that's just still super impressive. You can load weight fairly efficiently, even with just like a backpack with some weight in it. So chest dips, I think I'm going to have to give A tier. Chest press, I'm going to give that A tier as well. Being able to, machines are good because you can go on failure with them a lot easier without having to worry to hurt yourself. So for that reason alone, I think I'm going to have to give it A tier. I know it doesn't work your stabilizers, so I think I am going to have to bump it down a tier. It definitely has its purpose. So chest press is going in B tier, the machine version. Now we got tricep overhead press. This is with a dumbbell. If it was with a cable, I would give it easy A tier. But since it's with the dumbbell, I'm actually going to have to give it, honestly, C tier. Yeah, it's cool. I think skull crushers are a little bit better, in my opinion. I feel like it's easier to load up weight on them. And if you fail on a tricep overhead press, I'd be surprised if you came out of that without an injury. Like, the weight is right on your head, and that's scary. That's why using a cable is better, too. Not only do you get more tension throughout the exercise, but if you fail, you're not dropping 40 pounds on your head. So I'm going to have to put that in C. Lunges. Lunges are pretty solid. You can use body weight, or you can hold some dumbbells. Yeah, pretty simple. I don't hit legs too much, so I'm going to put it in B tier. Also, I think, I don't know. I feel like lunges aren't necessary for a leg day, unlike squats and leg press. They might be good if you have some mobility issues. So, I'm going to say B tier. Treadmill, F tier. Yup. Nah. Actually, C tier. See, my reasoning was running outside always feels better than running on a treadmill. But at the same time, if it's super sunny or there's snow everywhere, you can't run. So just for that fact alone, I'm going to put it at C tier. It's cool. The ones where you can set the incline and decline are super cool. But if you can run outside, do that instead. You're actually getting more of an exercise because of small factors like the wind pushing you back and the natural decline and incline and your body adjusting to it instead of just doing one for a long time. So I'm going to put it at C tier. And if you're doing cardio specifically, there's better forms of cardio than treadmills. So yeah, burpees might go in F tier. They might be the first F tier. Just because it's mixing cardio and push-ups. Push-ups are cool and all, but they target chest. it's an interesting way to hit both, so I guess I'll give it D tier, just for that reason. But if I'm focusing on chest, I want to focus on chest. And if I'm focusing on cardio, I want to focus on cardio. I think they're two such different things that combining them is kind of awkward. They're cool, and they do test your ability. So if you like a challenge, that's fine. I just think there's better effective ways to hit cardio than chest. So yeah. Skull Crushers, I'll give that a B tier. I do think doing a cable, some overhead cable extensions is better. That's just my opinion. Also, if you fail on Skull Crushers, you're done. You're donezo. You're dropping the weight right on your forehead. Good luck with that. I did hit some of those earlier today. And they're fun. They have their purpose. I don't think they're going below B. I don't think you can make a case for that. So yeah. Now, we got hanging knee raises. These, for core, I'm going to give a B tier. The only reason I'm not giving it A tier is because you got hanging leg raises, and that goes in A tier. Leg raises just hit core a little bit more, but knee raises do have its purpose, because if you struggle with leg raises, perfectly fine. A lot of people do. Don't feel bad. Just do knee raises till you can do the leg raises. So because they have their purpose, I'm not putting them anywhere below B. But leg raises, do them, and you will feel your abs. If they get too easy, you can just overload it by going higher and higher until you're doing toe to bars. So, yeah, I'm putting that in A tier. I really like working out core. Bicycle machine. I never use this machine because I like running. And if I was going to ride a bike, I would ride it outside. I do see its purpose, though. It's really good and really light on the joints. Running will cause some joint pain if you do it, and you do it hard, and you do it for a long time. So, I'll give it C tier. I could see a case for B tier, but I just haven't found the utility for it myself. So, yeah. Now we got bicep curls. This bicep curl, the image for it, is the guy doing it with a dumbbell. So we're going to say dumbbell bicep curls. And if that's the case, I'll put it in B tier. It's solid. It's a lot of fun. There are more optimal exercises, but they're kind of weird. Like the Bayesian cable curl, you have to have access to a cable machine. And I do think they hit it a little bit better. But at the same time, it doesn't give you the same feeling as lifting some metal. So I think I'm going to put it in B tier. Bodyweight squats. I put squats in A tier, so bodyweight squats can go in B tier for the same reason that I put knee raises in B tier. Because they're the easier variation. And if you struggle with barbell squats, go to bodyweight squats. They're great. And yeah. Good for legs. There's a lot of different variations of bodyweight squats too. You can do to add challenge. Like you can do a pistol squat, and you can do a sissy squat. And that means Sisyphus. There's a lot of misrepresentation of what that means. And it's where you bend your legs and squat down too. It's really hard to explain. If you want to find out what it is, you can look up a video when you're not driving. If you're in a car right now, don't be looking at your phone. Yeah. Dead hang. Oh, I got a story to tell. We're going to leave dead hang for last for this reason. Stair climber. I guess since I put the bicycle machine in C tier, I'll put stair climber in D tier because I think it's a little bit better. You lose more fat that way, I think. It's a little harsher on the joints, but if you're going at a steady pace, not super fast, I don't see it being that much of a problem. So we'll say B tier. Crunches. I'm going to say B tier for the regular variation. If you had a cable and you were doing cable crunches, that's an A tier. I really like crunches personally. I feel them on my abs. I think it's better than sit-ups for abs specifically. If you want to hit your hip flexors as well, do some sit-ups. But crunches are pretty cool. They're the go of just ab exercises if you don't have any equipment. And now, I saved dead hang for last, but you hang on a bar for dear life. Now, I'm putting this in both A tier and F tier, I'm gonna have to say. It's gonna coexist at both. And the reason for this is because I lost $40 to the carnival game where you hang from a bar, and I have been very upset about it ever since. And I've been training my dead hangs for that reason. I was only 22 seconds away. I had to do it for 2 minutes, and I was 22 seconds away. I was already tired, too, from hitting back. So that made me very, very mad. So I've been practicing dead hangs. And dead hangs are actually pretty fun, and I like training them. And for that reason, because they're really good for forearm endurance, too, and because I'm biased, I'm putting it in A tier. But I'm putting the carnival dead hang at F tier because the bar is thicker and it spins and it's a scam. And don't do it unless you're me, because I'm training to do this. I'm training to win at the freaking carnival on the dead hang machine, because when I do, there's $100 cash prize if you win. That means every carnival for the rest of my life will be paid for, and I might even make money by the end of the day, all from really practicing dead hangs. So yeah, I went on a tangent there. So we're going to take a little bit of a song break. That took a lot longer than I expected, I'm going to be honest with you. I had some fun though, and I hope you guys did as well. So without further ado, let's go into Coffee by Biba Doobie. It's always hard saying her name. Hello, everybody. I'm so sorry to stop the song, but we are joined by a guest, and I wanted to make sure he could get his voice heard. I love having guests on the show. That's where all the fun is about. I am joined with...
DJ Pepper.
DJ Pepper is back. And we did these at the start of the show. If you weren't here then, I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's the trolley problem. And this is an ethical dilemma. If you don't know what a trolley is, it's like a train. And the problem is, a train is heading towards five people. You can pull the lever, though, to divert it to the other track, where the train will only run over one person. But then, you're kind of responsible for it. So, what do you do? I want to hear your take on this.
Me, personally? That's hard.
It is hard. I said I would pull the lever.
It would be a hard choice, but I wouldn't do anything.
You wouldn't?
Because...
Just because you don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, but also...
I get that.
I would feel guilty because I'll kill five people.
Yeah. So, do nothing. And 73% of people disagree with you.
Yeah.
27% of people agree. So, I'm assuming your answer on this one is probably going to be the same, then. This time, it's the same question, but instead of diverting it to one person, you can divert it to four.
I wouldn't do anything.
Now, I have, in my opinion, the most challenging version of this question. Are you ready?
What?
Ignore that. This is all in my brain right here. An ice cream truck is heading towards five people that can get ice cream. Or it's heading towards one person that can get ice cream. If you pull the lever, the ice cream truck will now head towards five people.
I would pull the lever. Why
but
not?
Then the one person doesn't get ice cream.
Who cares? It's just one person.
So I'm gonna challenge you here on your beliefs. So before, you wouldn't pull the lever when it was your responsibility. Does the weight of it being significantly less change that?
I feel since it's ice cream.
Yeah.
Why not?
See, I said the same thing.
But, like, if you're killing somebody, then, like, no.
Yeah. Well, technically, see, this is where the problem gets interesting. Even if you don't pull the lever, you're kind of killing somebody, too.
Yeah.
Although, not really.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so interesting. So we're going to go into another really good one here. This one is funny. I laughed audibly when I heard this one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to it right now. I think it was level 6. Nope, level 7. So this one... Yeah, here we go. A train is heading towards 5 lobsters. You can pull the lever and run over a cat instead. Are you running over the lobsters or the cat? I'm running over the lobsters.
I would run over the lobsters only because I've seen too many cat in the Blender videos.
See, me personally, I'm running over the lobsters, and I can eat them after, and then we all good.
Yeah.
Then there's no waste of life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, most people did nothing. This was actually the most agreed upon question. There was another version where it's, if you can run over five people or the Mona Lisa.
Oh.
And surprisingly, this had more of a unanimous agreement than that one did.
Wow.
More people would rather run over five lobsters than a cat than run over Mona Lisa over five people. That's wild to me.
That's crazy.
So yeah. Unfortunately, it is almost the end of the show, so do you have any closing words for everybody?
Have a peaceful night.
Have a very peaceful night. Silent night.
Yep.
We're going to go back into No Surprises. We hope you guys enjoyed the show.
So